This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Holiday travel in a pandemic.
It's Thanksgiving and people want to be with their families.
Promise for a third potential vaccine.
Effectiveness of 90%. That is very good news.
Joe Biden's cabinet taking shape.
He'll announce Tony Blinken as his nominee for Secretary of State.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. The CDC and other health organizations and officials have asked Americans not to travel or hold large Thanksgiving get-togethers this week to stop the COVID-19 spread. Millions of people are doing it anyway. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at Reagan National Airport near Washington.
Americans are on the move, COVID or not.
There's a lot more people here than I thought would be here.
More than 1 million people were screened at TSA checkpoints on Friday, nearly a million more on Saturday, despite the CDC urging Americans not to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday.
It's a family necessity trip, so take the necessary precautions.
AAA estimates up to 50 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving, down from last year. But the holiday comes as the U.S. sets daily records for coronavirus cases. For some, that means getting COVID tests.
I'm probably going to get tested again once I get back, so to make sure I'm good.
But experts warn testing could provide a false sense of security because of COVID's up to 14-day incubation period. 2 or 3 days after a negative test, you could become contagious even before showing symptoms.
A new poll by the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor says one of three parents believe having a family Thanksgiving get-together is worth the risk of contracting the coronavirus. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
I'm completely empathetic. We're all aching to be with our loved ones. But look at a map of the United States. It's on fire with COVID right now.
And the hottest of those hot spots, North and South Dakota, ranked first and second in the country, the number of cases per capita in the past 2 weeks by the COVID tracking project. CBS's David Begno is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which he calls a friendly place where few people are masking up.
South Dakotans do not want to be told what to do, especially when it comes to wearing a mask. Just ask the mayor of Sioux Falls, Paul Tenhaken.
This is cowboy country, man, and you try and tell someone to do something, they want to do the opposite as a result.
The mayor resisted a mask mandate for months, but the city finally passed one, and over the weekend it took effect. But there is no penalty for those who refuse to wear one.
We're at a bar without a mask.
Most people we saw in the downtown area of bars and restaurants were not.
Sioux Falls is putting in a restriction on themselves. South Dakota in general doesn't care at all.
22-year-old Nicole Noschel was about to enter a bar when she agreed to speak with us and admitted.
Honestly, I am an RN on a COVID unit.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but, you know, you are an RN.
Yeah.
You work in a COVID unit.
Right.
Nobody gets it better than you.
Right.
And here you are coming to party without a mask.
I've had it, but I do care about other people and, like, their health as well.
For the record, the two women decided not to go into the bar after our interview.
All of this, as British researchers say the COVID-19 vaccine they've been working on is showing promising results. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
Those volunteers not on a placebo got either two full doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine or a half dose followed by a full dose 2 weeks later. And here's the mystery, says lead researcher Andrew Pollard.
That subgroup appears to have higher protection with the half dose, first of all.
90% protection compared with 62% among those getting two full doses. And no one getting the vaccine needed hospital treatment for COVID, suggesting it also lessens symptoms. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
CBS News has confirmed some of the Biden administration appointees expected to be announced tomorrow. Correspondent Nicole Killian is with the president-elect in Wilmington.
Tony Blinken had long been considered a front runner for the Secretary of State. State position. He's been working with the president-elect on global issues and previously served as Deputy Secretary of State. He was also National Security Advisor to then-Vice President Biden. CBS News has also learned the president-elect plans to nominate Linda Thomas Greenfield as Ambassador to the United Nations. She was the former Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs and one of the highest-ranking Black diplomats at the department. Now, one hitch is that none of his nominees can get background checks until the General Services Administration signs off on the formal transition process. So far, the agency has not changed its posture.
I'm Tom Foti. Despite calls from a few Republicans that he give it up and concede, President Trump continues legal challenges to Biden election victories in key battleground states and mostly losing them.
These are lawsuits that, frankly, the courts have been saying border on the frivolous. And yet Trump believes his best and last hope is to get to the Supreme Court, where he appointed three of those justices.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson of Loyola Law.
Doctors at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital have been studying what happens to COVID-19 patients in the long term. 60 Minutes spoke with Sidi Nagamutu, a personal trainer who caught the virus in March, was pronounced fit in May, and thought it was over. It wasn't.
There are days where I do nothing and just can't get out of bed. The migraines, they're like 10 times worse than a flu headache. Pains, like muscular issues, and my hands feel like they have pins and needles, and I have to stop using them because I can't feel anything.
Dr. Dana McCarthy feels the same symptoms after her case.
The average age of patients who are feeling this post-acute COVID syndrome are 20s to 40s. They were relatively healthy before.
The cause is a mystery. One theory is that the immune system takes much longer to recover because of how hard it has to work to battle the virus when it's active. In San Jose, police are looking for a man who stabbed and killed two people inside a church last night and wounded several others. There were no services going on. Instead, church members had opened the door to homeless people on what was a very cold night. It's hard to believe it's been 6 years since people started dumping buckets of ice on their heads on purpose. Pat Quinn was diagnosed with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, at age 30 and co-founded the Ice Bucket Challenge to raise money for ALS research. It ultimately helped raise some $200 million. The ALS Foundation says Quinn died yesterday. He was 37. How do you do outdoor dining in a place where the temperature stays in the 30s? CBS's Jim Crisula has one example.
For weeks, Bert Joseph has been able to keep his restaurant in Long Lake, Minnesota open by offering outdoor dining.
We have to embrace what we're going through right now.
He's counting on business from people like Jackie Waller.
Getting outside and eating once a week with my friend is basically my only escape.
Joseph has had to buy hard-to-find outdoor heaters. Some restaurants have gotten expensive outdoor dining igloos. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Two Florida cities are dealing with different kinds of noise issues and new Port Richie, they've fined Black Lives Matter protesters nearly $5,000 for using megaphones. In Miami, the city commission has banned late-night outdoor music near some residential areas after 10 p.m., mostly in the Little Havana area. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.